third-generation Tibetan children in colorful Tibetan costumes offered a musical welcome to the 76-year-old spiritual leader. For them, he predicted a happy century, based on a simple but deep chain of thought. For centuries, he said, humankind had relied on religion as a path to peace and happiness. But religions had come to divide us, and prayer was not always reliable.
Prayer sometimes may achieve what you pray. So if people feel better to pray, although no guarantee. But the technology, science, makes big differences on this planet.
But our modern devotion to science and technology was also flawed, spotlighting the material world and leading away from traditional religious values like compassion, love, and tolerance.
Sometimes material value creates more greed, more jealousy, more distrust, frustration, and then violence also.
So where could humanity turn in its perpetual search for happiness? The Dalai Lama said it's time to teach ethics in our schools without reference to religion.
No matter one religion, very important, very helpful, but never be universal. The education is universal. So in it, we must include some education about warm-heartedness or moral ethics, not relying on concept of heaven or hell or next life or nirvana. Not talking these things, simply how to build healthy society, happy society. So, that's my talk. Now some questions.
The first question, how does the Dalai Lama stay healthy with all his world travels? He rises each day at 3 or 4 a.m., leaving plenty of time for meditation and chanting, begins his workday at 8, knocks off by 3:30, and is in bed by 7.
Every night, 8-9 hours. Sound sleep. I think good for health.
Next question. Is there any hope for humanity? The Dalai Lama brightened. He's encouraged by anti-war movements and a growing awareness of the need to protect the environment.
I think many people totally against the war. Many different parts of the world, I think, desire for peace. Then again, ecology problem. In early part of the century, nobody talked about ecology, these things. Now later, even political party based on ecology sort of idea. So you see, you should not think we human beings are something negative and our future is, you see, doomed. Should not think that way. Another few thousand will remain that. And after 10,000 or 100,000, then nobody knows. No need to worry. At least I have no worry. After 100,000, doesn't matter.
He left with an entourage of men in suits in a motorcade of black SUVs, headed for talks in New York and New England, where tickets are selling for $900 apiece. I'm Sandy Houseman.